Disorder above Key West. I lifted my head and croaked like a crow, and the nails vibrated with something like music. James Dickey, a folk singer of the 30s. 1. Henry David Dobson. Out of action, losing traction, I slid down south, a bad mistake. Florida's flat, crawling with con men, rattlesnake swamps, and tattooed waitresses who call you sugar britches. Shooting for Key West got waylaid in Mayo, way down upon the Suwannee River. A taint of a town, taint panhandle, taint peninsula, impoverished in more ways than one. No fun. Met Laquatia at a juke joint called Phase 2, a concrete block shithole not far from the Bogator Motel where I was staying. Not clean, not well lighted, and my money was dwindling. Laquatia was into iguanas, had them inked all over her skin, crawling up her back from butt crack to shoulder blade and up over down betwixt her tits, crawling down under, disappearing into her panties. Just got one tat, the name of my dead son, Tom, one letter from left to right in the crotches between my fingers. I open my hand and spread the span, and poof, his name appears in Gothic. Anyways, I spent my day scrounging, hooked up thanks to L with this cat who claimed to be from J.A. Mobay, but could have been some South Carolina Geechee for all I know, but he paid me good to make a run. Seems he supplied some squids at the base up in Jacksonville, 2 kilos of what the Geechee calls ganja, stowed in the trunk of my Chevy in duffel bags. What could go wrong? Long story short, I'm writing this from the Duval County Jail. Laquatia ain't darkened the door. Silver lining? My rap sheet ain't that bad. Shoplifting, public drunkenness, simple possession. Working with a public defender, an idealistic Jewish girl named Rachel. She asked me about the tats and sort of teared up, she did. Maybe she can get me off. And by that, I mean out of jail. Anyways, here I sit, out of action, with absolutely no traction, a semi-literate Oscar Wilde, waiting for my upcoming trial, where I'll sing like Joan Baez. 2. Derwood Jett. Took the back roads to Tallahassee to avoid the monotony of mile markers, dead armadillos, and exit signs. Took the back roads and took my time. Didn't make it quick enough to see him die, but my stepmama filled me in, sucking on a Marlboro-like man. A horrible death, a horrible death, she said over and over, shaking her head. I didn't know what to say, too bad. He fought it hard, she said, screaming, get that goddamn light on my face, then up and past. She took a picture and showed it to me. Looked like all dead people look. His eyes froze, his mouth froze open like a fish. No, my daddy and me didn't get along. The house not big enough to hold the two of us, like in that Springsteen song. We'd cuss each other and sometimes come to blows. Of course, me, 35, half his age, been able to whip him for a while. He sure whipped me back then before cracking a buckled belt. Can't quite pity the poor dead bastard laying there waxy with his hair slicked back in that Sears and Roebuck suit, striped tie, his mouth glued closed, his eyes glued shut. His daddy beat him, and that daddy beat that daddy before that. Ain't got no offspring, but got my own business, mind my own business. So I have time to take my time, to take the back roads, to avoid traffic, to miss all them 18-wheelers in a hurry to reach them warehouses they can't abide. 3. Chucky Brent. When Jimmy Jeffcoat's meth lab blew, me and Tiny Wade was smoking a joint back behind outside the stop and go. Boom! One blast. Boom! Tiny jumped about a foot and a half like a bullet or bigger was headed his way. God damn it, what was that? I told him I reckon a transformer blew, or maybe a sonic boom. But then we heard a siren's whoop, whoop, and knew that something bad was up. "For sure it ain't no Islamic terrorist," I joked. "Ain't nothing in this shitty skank-ass town worth the trouble of blowing up. We still ain't recovered from that tornado 2 years ago. The kids going off to college ain't never coming back. Tallahassee, Orlando, Atlanta, they got movie theaters and restaurants. Their parks ain't littered with them empty canisters the teens been huffing on all night long. I hear they hauled Jimmy down to Duval County. He lost his dog and parrot, both burnt to a crisp. That parrot that perched and shat on Jimmy's shoulders, like Jimmy was some long-lost landlocked parrot. Rawr. Jimmy growled, the parrot go rawr, over and over. That's when he got old. I suspect Jimmy ain't laughing right now, and I know for sure the parrot ain't. And that dog won't keep me up ever again, barking his chained up ass off all night long. Yep, the sun comes up and the sun goes down, and there's one less loser in this poor dump town. 4. Rachel Feldman. Oh, Leah, I'd resign tomorrow if I could steel myself and endure Mom's patronizing smug I told you so. But no, I'll continue to slog my way through this damned despondent despair. Continue to suffer our insufferable DA. No, I'm good at least for one more year. My own self-imposed sentence, you might say. It's almost always drugs, smack, crack, meth, ecstasy. With the resources we waste prosecuting weed, we could feed so many food insecure kids. We need to get them out of those trailers into pre-K if this unrelenting cycle of poverty is ever to cease. We're talking Dorothea Lange-like squalor here. Let me tell you about these two clients of mine, Jimmy Joshua Jeffcoat and Henry David Dobson. As different as night and day, but in a similar plight. Unable to make their bail, they share the same cell. Jeffcoat's a creep with pitted methadonic teeth. Dobson, on the other hand, reads Oscar Wilde and flashes a crooked grin of orthodontic white. Jeffcoat's doomed to serve at least 7, if not more, but Dobson wants, as he says, a jury of my peers to decide. Who knows? He's kind of charismatic. DOB 4175. He sports a full head of slick back hair, a ruddy face, creased, furrowed, but kind. I'd say he suffered way too much sun, and a few too many dark nights as well. He calls me Miss in a formal sort of way, and he's practically tattooless, the only one, his dead son's name, in between his fingers, upside down from our perspective. Yes, I guess he could be gay, though I hadn't thought of that. But yes, you're right, the tat is indeed a man's name, and yes, Wild could be. But if I had to bet, I'd bet he's straight. When this gig's over, I'll boogaloo back to Boca, having done my time. Might go to grad school, SCAD, get an MFA in photography. I've learned being a lawyer is not for me. Should have listened to my heart instead of my mom. Oh, sure, she's proud of what she's made of me. My Ivy League degree. Her youngest brand name of a daughter. 5. Bobby Lee Thornhill. Please help me help yourself, my PD said. A little remorse could go a long, long way, even if you don't really feel it. Try feigning it. You know, like an actor in a play. No, ma'am, I can't. I won't. In fact, I'd love to kill him all over again. Watch him jump when I pump them shells in the place. Watch his face go white. Them tiny rodent eyes terrified as I suggest he pray, boom, before he can mutter, "Our Father," boom, bits of brain and skull splattering, sticking to the concrete block wall behind. No, ma'am, remorseful I am not. Some icy thing shut up his spine, like she was looking at Satan himself. "It's cause of what he done to that little girl," I said. She shivered again and crossed her hand across her chest. 6. Henry David Dobson. When I put my hand upon that Bible, its old leather cover was cracked. I wondered how many hands, both black and white, were as steady as mine, taking that oath. I slowly raised my right hand and swore to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help me God. I said it as if the Lord was as real as you and me. I looked each juror softly in the eye, the way Jesus might if he was on trial. They claimed I had to know the 4 kilos were hidden in those bags, mashed under wads of dirty clothes. No, sir, I did not. I said, I swear I did not know. Would have hidden better if I had. The fat man snarled, his sarcasm dripped. We're supposed to believe you didn't look. No, sir, I don't believe in snooping through other people's property. The fat man lost his cool, sensing he might lose, raised his voice. What about the smell? The patrolman could smell it. The canines went wild. I sighed an exhausted sigh and said, with all due respect, sir, I'm no dog. Plus, I lost me some olfactory in the Iraqi war. You can check my records on that, I said. My PD, she played a role as well, was less a Yankee, more of a good old gal. She appealed to the jury's sense of fair play. Let us hope, she said, hand on heart. We have not come to that sad day when we're so cynical we're incapable of mustering a reasonable doubt in favor of a fellow human being. He could be your brother or son. Let us hope we can manage to muster a reasonable doubt. There's nothing quite like getting out of jail. You feel so free it's almost worth getting locked up to get out again. You look up and see clouds overhead. And in your car with the windows rolled down, you can feel the wind blow back your hair as you bid adieu to that goddamn town. You're free to take this road or that, free to head north, south, east, or west, free to holler a rebel, yell, you're free again on 95, headed south to Key West.